Monday morning, and joining me on the phone right now is the manager of the Dryden Food Bank, Al Huckabee. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Richard. Nice talking to you.
And nice chatting with you as well, Al. We'll get an update from you on how things are going at the Dryden Food Bank, but I know one of the things you wanted to come on the air this morning and talk about is what is happening this week over at Tim Hortons in Dryden.
We are partnering with the Tim Hortons local store to work with their holiday Smile Cookie campaign. It runs from November the 18th today through till Sunday the 24th. And we just are really honored that Keith and Laura have picked us to be one of the recipients of all of the money that is raised through the selling of the cookies. Last year, we were chosen and we raised $12,934 for the two charities. So we're hoping that this year that we can see that amount surpassed to help both the charities, Tim's summer camp program, and also the Dryden Food Bank.
That is awesome news and helping out the people of Dryden and area. Now, let's talk about, Al, the folks that you are helping out at this time of year. And for some, all year round, the Dryden Food Bank, you have been serving a lot of people this year.
We have. In the last 6 months, we've served over 850 people per month. And we've seen 69 new clients sign up for the food banks. So what people are hearing nationally about food banks across Canada, we are seeing that same thing happening here in Dryden. So the money that's raised here for the Holiday Smile Cookie campaign will help us to be able to go out and get hampers ready for Christmas, because that's right around the corner, and the hampers that we put together in purchasing any food and whatnot that needs to go in will come from a lot of this money that's raised at the Holiday Smile Cookie campaign.
Obviously, the need is still continuing. Al, how long have you been manager of the food bank now?
I've been here for 6 years now.
What have you seen over these last 6 years then for the food bank? Has there ever been a dip in the numbers where things are settling down, or are more and more people relying on your services?
More and more people are. Prior to COVID, our line had been kept fairly stable. But when COVID hit and all the subsequent situations that ran along with COVID, our numbers just increased and increased 10% more a year and 15% more. So it's just gone up and up. And so, of course, the price of food has gone up accordingly. And so it's become a little bit more difficult for us to keep food on the shelves. So these type of programs where we can partner with Tim Hortons and other events that the community holds helps us make sure that our shelves are full of food. And we really appreciate how Dryden and the surrounding area comes along and supports what we do.
You mentioned about events that you're partnering with to help out those who are in need through the Dryden Food Bank. We've talked about this morning the Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie campaign, which is already underway as of today. There's another big event that we hope people are going to help out for the Dryden Food Bank. Talk about that, Al.
Yeah, we're partnering with the Kinsmen and with the Dryden GM Ice Dogs. Partner with them, and on the Santa Claus parade, they have chosen to do a food drive for us and stuff a bus. So they want everybody that comes down to the parade to bring some non-perishable food items and help the Ice Dogs stuff that wonderful big bus. And that would just certainly help us to have our shelves filled for, especially for the Christmas season that's coming up. So two great community partners that are working with us this year.
Fantastic. Nice. Very nice to hear that you're getting the holiday help. And don't forget, after the holidays as well, folks, it just is not just around Christmas and around the holidays. It is every day of the year. Please give what you can and when you can. My guest this morning with the Dryden Food Bank, manager Al Huckabee, and yes, the Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie campaign is underway to benefit the Dryden Food Bank. Make sure you get some of those smile cookies today. Al, anything else before we let you go?
We have the holiday train coming through on December the 3rd that will be stopping here in Dryden again, so we're looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie campaign. My guest this morning, Al Huckabee, manager of the Dryden Food Bank. Al, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Richard.